talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Next Goal Wins is a true crowd pleaser. It's the hilarious and winning true story about the greatest losing streak in sports history. After suffering a humiliating loss on the world stage, the American Samoa soccer team hires a down-on-his-luck Maverick coach, played by Michael Fassbender, hoping he will turn the world's worst soccer team around in this heartfelt underdog comedy. Everyone will find something to celebrate in this feel-good film. Next Goal Wins is exclusively in theaters November 17th. Get tickets today.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home in California. So hey. Yeah, so it's like so hot today. It's like 90 degrees. Last week it was like 60. So but it's good. I love being in California. So
yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
So how are things going right now? We know you'd had a injury last year and everything. So how's rehab been? How's life?
Yeah, I mean, I think my injury, like, definitely, like, flipped my life upside down, like, in every sense of the word. But right now, I'm just at home, like, still kind of rehabbing my knee and trying to get back and hopefully be back with the team, whether it's NWSL or overseas or something next year. But, yeah, last year was, like, really tough. But this year, I'm kind of, like, in a way better headspace and just trying to, like, push forward and, yeah, see what the next thing is.
Can you tell us about your initial reactionary headspace and then how you got yourself to the headspace that you're in now?
Yeah. So when I did my knee in June of 2022, so right before that, like it had been like a really stressful couple weeks for me, like personally. So my uncle suddenly passed away. I injured my groin. And then a week later I did my knee. So I think just like being in that headspace where your whole life just kind of feels like crazy and then you get injured, it's obviously never a good thing. And then, yeah, I went through, obviously, like I didn't get re-signed with Gotham. And that was really hard for me because I feel like I put 7 years of my life into that team. And then to not get re-signed when I'm on my first big injury and I don't get to have that moment where I come back and share that with my teammates and the fans and everybody that supported me through all of that, like that was really tough for me. It's still kind of tough, you know, to talk about it. But now, think when I just decided like it's not going to work out for me this year, I just need to like get healthy and focus on myself and kind of like come back and see where I'm at in January, like making that decision is what put me in a better headspace because I was in such an in-between place of like, where am I going to go? I don't know what I'm doing with my life, but do I still even want to play soccer, you know, versus now I'm like, I want to play. I know that my goal is January. So yeah, it was like a mess, but now we're coming through the mess.
Yep. And how did you stay positive? Did you seek help? Did you, did you hire a therapist? Did you find any resources or books that helped you get through that?
Yeah. I think like I have a lot of supportive people in my life. Like for me, my family is super supportive. I have a lot of friends that have been through injuries and a lot of friends in the league. So I think just like talking to them has like really helped me because I'm like a people person. I love being around people. I love my friends. So now that I'm separated from them, that's also been kind of hard. So just staying in touch with them and just, yeah, hearing what they have to say, talking to other people who have been in the same position as me, because I have a couple friends that have been like in the league and out of the league. And so they kind of know how it is. So just finding people for me that have been there and like walked in my shoes before has been really helpful for me.
I love that. And you bring up such an important point of like the visibility of people overcoming things like this and other people getting to see their comeback and getting to see their story or them sharing it, their struggle on social media, because sometimes you really don't believe you can do it until you've been around people and you're like, all right, I've seen that people can do this. I know I can do this. It gives you like that little bit of extra internal confidence.
I feel like in situations like that, like when I feel, I don't know if you felt scorned or I felt like I wasn't being appreciated or validated by my coaches. How do you get through that? Like, how do you not feel bitter in those like situations, especially because I mean, you were injured during that time. So I'd love to know, and you don't have to talk about it if you don't want to, but I would love to know, yeah, like, how do you move on from that and not feel that way? Or maybe you do.
No, I think it's like, honestly, it's like a day to day type of thing, or like month to month, whatever. It changes, you know, because like I said, I put so much of my life, like from the time I was, I think I was like 24, 23 or 24 until I was about to turn 30. I was living in New Jersey. I was playing on that team. And as if you follow soccer, you know that Sky Blue, now Gotham, went through a lot, and I was with them for that whole thing. And then to be injured and told that in the middle of my rehab that I'm not coming back, that was really painful. And that was like hurt me really bad. And I'm still trying to like work through that. But I mean, it's really hard to answer your question. It's very hard. And I think it changes day to day. Some days I'm like, you know what, maybe it was a blessing in disguise. And I've got to spend so much time with my family that I haven't been around since I was 17, you know, like consistently. So for me, it's just trying to find like the silver lining. I try to stay really positive, even though sometimes it seems like there's like a dark cloud all the time. But yeah, I think for me, you just have to find the silver lining, because I don't want to bring that bitterness or scorn into the next phase of my life. So it's hard, but
I love that. And I feel like so many players like who have been in similar situations, whether it's playing pro or in college, not getting their scholarships the following year, or even club, anything. And it is hard. And you don't want to have that bitterness continue. And you, like you said, find that silver lining, like have spending more time with your family and things like that. There's always a silver lining. So I think that's great advice. And I feel like that goes into, we were reading a little bit up on you, and I loved what you were talking about with self-validation, because you had said you have to know your worth. And when you don't get external validation, your own internal validation keeps you going. And I think that's such a good point, because I feel like so many pros have said that there are points when other people might not see them for their full potential, but you have to see it for yourself, and you have to have that internal validation. So I feel like that's another great piece of advice. Like, how do you keep feeling that self internal validation? Is there anything that you do to keep that going?
Yeah, I think for me, like, so before games, I used to listen to, I forget who it is, but there's like a, if you just go on YouTube and you type in like affirmations for athletes. So like, I would just listen to that before games. And even now, if I'm having a hard time, like I'll listen to that. Right now I'm coaching and I'm like telling some of the girls, like, I know it's kind of nerdy, but like, you have to listen to that stuff, because if you are not getting that externally, you have to find it inside of yourself. And it's really difficult to get there. I think it also comes from like, you know, that you put in the work, you know, like I train every morning. So like, I know when my time comes, I'm going to be ready because I put in the work ahead of time. And you just have to trust and believe in your talent that you have and the work that you put in to get there.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like so many people, their measure of self-worth is, did I make this team? Am I on the starting roster? Does this person see me as the best midfielder? Instead of, you know, having that underlying foundation of like, I know the hours I've put in, I know whether I'm on the starting lineup or not, that I can hang with these players and that I belong here. And yeah, it's just so important to have that foundation. Yes, the external validation is, of course, extra stuff to be proud of. But if there's nothing lying underneath that, when that external validation goes away, or you have a coach that doesn't see your greatness or see you the way you want to be perceived, then you have nothing to rely and fall back on. I love that you listen to the mantras thing, too. I think that's awesome.
I was just going to say, that's such a great reminder to everyone. Like, there's so many free resources online, like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Just type in what you're looking for, and you can really utilize that. And it's so important, the mental piece. Like, it's unbelievable. Whatever you think, whether you think you can do it or not, you're right. You know, so like, change your mindset and be positive, and you can literally get through anything and any hard moment, which you're proving to do so. So what has been your favorite moment of being a pro so far?
My favorite moment? I mean, I like don't want to be cliche and be like, oh, it's the people. But honestly, like, the people that you play with are the best part of playing for me. Like, I love being on a team. I love the team environment and the atmosphere and just the relationships that you build from that, because that's what really makes you who you are. Like, we play soccer our whole lives, but like, the people that we're playing with are what shape us. So for me, just like being around those people, the people that are super successful and like, just like kind of know who they are and found themselves through sport, because it's like-minded people. So for me, that's been great. And then obviously just like, this was my childhood dream to play professional soccer. And at that time, like, I don't even think there was a league when I was like conscious of like, oh, this is what I want to do. I think it was just like a hope and a dream. And then now to be able to see it through and play for 9 years in the NWSL has been amazing.
Yeah, you must have seen such a growth of the game since you've started compared to when you first began being a pro to now. Can you tell us about that? Like, what is something that maybe we wouldn't know at this point, not being a pro? Like, is there any like little surprises about that, the game growing?
I mean, just like from an NWSL standpoint, like my first contract I signed was for like $6,000 for the whole year. So it's like, so now when I hear about the girls, the minimum I think is like around 35, right? I think. Like, I'm like, wow, if I was you, I would be so happy. I mean, $6,000 for 6 months out of the year. And then you have to go get a job and you're like trying to train and work at the same time. And it's like impossible. You don't have healthcare for half the year. You don't have housing. So you're just like, I don't really know what to do. But now like the league has come so far and it's like so good to see even just the investment that people are putting in to the teams and like bringing in all of these investors that have a bunch of money that they're willing to spend to like improve our lives. It's just been amazing to see the difference.
I didn't even think about the healthcare part. That must have been a lot of people, especially being a professional sport. That's crazy.
Right. And then you go in the off season and you're training and you're like terrified to get hurt because if I get hurt, how am I going to take care of myself when I'm home or when I'm not in market with my PTs, you know? So yeah, it was crazy. It was wild, wild, wild west for a little bit.
It sounds like it. What what was your part, like side job? Did you have a side job at the time? We love here. Like, I forget who, someone told us they were like an Uber driver.
Yeah.
All kinds of crazy jobs. Did you have anything?
Yeah. So I like worked at a gym. I was just like their, like, I don't know, like assistant, whatever. I would go do like random errands for them. And then because I worked there, they would let me train there for free. And then they were attached with like this construction company. And then I became friends with the HR manager. And then we just would like, I would be her assistant. We'd like go to Target during the day. And then we'd train at the gym after. And it was like really fun. It was super random. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, I feel like you wear a bunch of different hats in the off season to try and make ends meet, kind of. Not anymore so much, but back in the day.
And you mentioned you're in your coaching now too. Is that something you see like in the future doing?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Like, I coach at a junior college. I'm helping them out just for a little bit while I'm home. And then I do like individuals. I definitely like coaching a team. Coaching a team has been really fun and really rewarding. I don't know if I would want to be a head coach because that's a lot of pressure, but I like being an assistant so far.
Yeah, I think the head coach is too. I could never imagine doing that. The assistant sounds like a nice still friendly with the players, like you know they're not getting
exactly
mad. We always liked assistant coaches were always the one you could have a little more fun with too, I feel like.
Right, exactly. I feel like it's like that at any level. It's like your head coach, you're kind of like, I'm gonna look at you sideways for a little bit, but then your assistant coaches are amazing. Like, yeah, I feel like that's just how it is.
I'd love to know before we go into the next portion of the conversation, what is one piece of advice you would give to anyone trying to play at the next level, but maybe they're scared to?
That's a great question. I think no matter what the level is, like if you're going from club soccer to college soccer to pro, or even like just switching club teams, I think all of it comes down to belief, and you have to believe in yourself. Because like I've been on teams where I go through seasons of like, I don't believe in myself, so it's not going to work out. And then it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy where it doesn't work out because that's what you're putting into it. So I think just like finding that belief, like I said earlier, is what takes you and carries you to the next level, whatever that level may be. It doesn't matter what, if you're not trying to get to the highest level, that's fine. But like whatever your level that you want to be at, you just have to believe that you can be there.
I love that. I think that's great. Everything you've said has been so profound and really great advice. Like you said, with belief, I think that goes back into what you said earlier about readiness. Like, you know, you're ready. And I think at every level, if you know you're ready, then you're not scared to do it.
Right.
Like, you're ready to go. Because I remember during college, every person was nervous for fitness testing. But if you're ready for it, then nothing to be afraid of. Have full confidence in yourself. So.
And honestly, like, even if you get there and you don't feel ready, you don't feel prepared, you don't feel like you played your best, like, at least you put yourself in a position that you're just going to grow from it no matter what. Like, you're going to grow your character, you're going to grow your experience. So no matter what, if you fail or if you make it, like, it's all going to be okay. And you're going to learn something from it.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like everyone wants to be ready, for college soccer or ready for this or ready, you know, for every obstacle. But the fact of the matter is you're never ready. You're never ready to be injured in the middle of your season and drop from your team. You're not prepared for those things. And I think that that's the separator, like for you to be able to come on the podcast and talk about having a positive mindset when you have every reason to have a negative mindset. That is inspiring. Like, that's why those words carry so much more weight, you know, coming from you in the situation that you're in. So I really love that. And it's awesome advice.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to go through those things like that in order to be positive, because for me, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I've been positive the whole time. It took me like 6 months to get to this place, you know? So it's like, you just have to go through it, and every day just put one foot in front of the other and find your way out. Cause I feel like there's always a light at the end of the tunnel, even if you can't see it or you're like backwards, upside down, whatever, you just have to keep going.
I love that. And you just show up every day. Just keep showing up.
Exactly. Even on your bad days, even when you don't want to be there. Yesterday I was like, I'm not going to training, and I got there and it was like a great training session.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Yep. I feel like that always happens. You don't want to go, and then it's like your best session of the week.
I love that. And too, like, well, like you said, it's never going to be all perfect and all positive. Like, you're going to have some bad days. I always think about this. I'm like, if it was sunny every single day, I would get sunburned. I appreciate a cloudy day. So I always like thinking about that. Like, you appreciate those moments because it makes you realize like the good times and the good days are pulling you through. All right. So now we're going to move into rapid fire. You could take your time with the question.
Okay.
What's a sport that you wish you were good at?
I wish I could be like a big wave surfer. I think it's like so cool. It's crazy, but it's so cool.
That's a good one. We haven't had that one yet. It's like the most terrifying sport
ever. It's terrifying. I like watch a documentary about it. I'm like, but also I kind of want to do it, but I would never.
What's a world record you have a shot at beating? Doesn't have to be, it could be soccer related. It could not be.
Ooh. Okay, this is like weird, but I like love untangling like bracelets or like necklaces or things like that. So like if there was a competition for that, I think I would be really good at it.
Someone else said that.
Oh, really?
Someone else did that. I'm trying to think, it was recent too. But
that's impressive though. Like
that's a good one to have on a team, because when you off, we always shove it somewhere and it all gets like that again.
I don't know why. It's like my secret passion. I just like love it. I'm like, if I can make a business where people just send it to me and then I untangle it and send it back to them, I would pay. You guys can be my first customers.
Yeah.
Seriously. I make the knot tighter as I'm trying to fix it. That'd be great.
All right.
Do you have a spirit animal?
Spirit animal. A lot of people tell me that I'm like a sloth. Cause like, I just like move at one pace. I'm like super slow. Like everybody knows that I'm going to be the last one out. I'm the last one out of the locker room, last one to do everything. I'm just slow, but not in like a bad way. Like I just like to enjoy my time, you know?
Everyone loves
And their babies, the babies are kind of cute. When they're adults, it's like meh. So maybe a baby sloth.
I love it. What's one thing you can't travel without on an away trip?
Gum. I have to have gum at all times.
Do you play with it?
No, I know you're like not supposed to, but I play with gum every day. That's like I was thinking that could be my other world record, is I literally chew gum every day. I probably have lockjaw, so I should probably get that checked out. But
I practice gum every single day of college.
Every day. It's like a necessity for me.
You don't swallow the gum though, right?
No, I've never done that. Not yet. Knock on wood.
Okay, good. Because I heard it stays in your stomach for like.
And I think years. I did it. I did it like all of middle school, and I'm still.
I still swallow the tail.
That's like, you know, I got told as a kid, like if you swallow the watermelon seeds, you're gonna like grow watermelon in your stomach. It's like I feel like it's the same thing with gum.
probably just told us that so that we wouldn't swallow it.
If you could have dinner with any athlete, who would it be?
Man, I'm trying to think. I like love basketball, so I played basketball growing up. So I feel like I mean, rest in peace, but I wish Kobe Bryant, because like he's just amazing. And I'm from California, so like I was Lakers fan, so yes.
That's a good one.
Everyone's answer.
I know.
Okay, and last question, what is your biggest soccer girl problem?
Biggest soccer girl problem. I think just like you have to miss everything. Like you're just like, I think you guys posted recently like your video from like 12 years ago. I remember that it's like, I can't go. I have soccer. That's literally my life. And being like 30 years old and that's still your life. It's like, okay.
It is actually crazy. Like you miss all the, like the holidays.
Yes.
It's tough.
And but like, I'm not much of a planner, but like you can't plan your life because you're like, I don't know where I'm going to be. So
can't plan anything.
Yeah.
You don't know what time practice is going to be.
Exactly. I don't know where I'm going to be in 3 months. I don't know.
True. You guys sacrifice a lot.
And I probably have soccer.
Yeah, exactly. I probably have soccer. I probably can't go, but maybe.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you and we really appreciate you just chatting with us for a little bit. And we're excited to see wherever your journey takes you. We know you're going to crush it.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Sorry. The sun is like so bad, but yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck on the rest of your recovery.
Thank you.